Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning, 93 WIBC. This is Caregiver Crossing.
Who are you?
Terry.
Hi.
That's Terry Stacy along with Tina McIntosh. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. I want everybody to hold on to their seats because we are going to, Terry, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Talk about Medicare.
Oh, no, again? Really?
I know. But we have two lovely women in studio to talk about it.
I know it. I love Belle.
So we've got...
And I love Lynn.
Belle, I want you to pronounce your last name for me. Is it Schaff?
Schaff.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Belle Schaff and Lynn Dennis? And they are both with Brownsburg Meadows, who is an American Senior Community. And they know everything there is to know, and they're going to make Medicare very exciting.
Are they?
Well, yes, and because it is Happy Birthday, Medicare.
Oh, happy birthday to Medicare. Well, listen, my parents are thrilled with Medicare right now, so I've got no complaints.
No complaints
is
from Terry.
Is the segment over?
And it's a wrap. No, you know, Medicare is one of those things, Terry, that we hear about, but people get Medicare and Medicaid confused a lot of times.
For
and
sure.
So, ladies, who wants to answer the golden question about what is the difference between Medicare and Medicaid?
I think Lynn's going to do it.
Do it, Lynn, like I'm a five-year-old.
Medicare is...
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on, you're not on.
Okay, now you're on, Lynn.
Medicare is for people that are over 65 years of age and have been disabled for at least 2 years or have end-stage renal disease. Medicaid is for people that...
is it a financial thing?
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's what
like,
I thought.
So Medicare, lower income.
Medicare has to do with age and or ability or disability, and Medicaid has to do with a financial... level.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well then, all right.
There
you
go.
I was just thinking, now that I thought I knew everything, I thought I'm not sure which one my parents, if it's Medicare or Medicaid.
I just like to know your parents are happy.
They're happy.
That's important. So is there just one type of Medicare? Because when you start getting into all of this, and for anybody who has experienced Medicaid, Medicare, there are all these levels. It's like an onion being peeled back all the time and gets very confusing. So is there only one level for Medicare?
There are two, Medicare A and Medicare B.
You would think I'd be able to keep that straight.
Well, you really should. You know, I'm thinking what an idiot I am.
Oh, it's so good to be
you
here.
You are. You're the founder of Joy's House, for crying out loud.
So there's Medicare A and B. But how many levels are in A and B?
Well, Medicare A provides hospital insurance and Medicare B provides medical insurance.
Okay. And who are really the experts in Medicare issues? Like if I had a question about Medicare, would I come see one of you at Brownsburg Meadows? Would I have to talk with someone at my area agency on aging? I mean, who knows Medicare issues?
Well, I would suggest probably going to the website, medicare.gov.
Nope, you're going to lose me at the website. There's no good for me. I'm done. I'm toast. I get really lost in this stuff. I'm not going to lie.
And obviously everybody does. I mean, a lot of people do, I would say.
Yeah, and I can imagine. So, you know, Lynn, in all fairness, going to the website and trying to navigate that is important. But there are this is what you all do too, right? You help people navigate the system.
Right. I could help also.
Good. I'm going to write your name, Lynn, from Brownsburg Meadows. You are going in my phone.
You don't remember her last name, do you?
It's Dennis. Belle has a last name too.
You have no idea.
You know, I'm a lost cause today. This is how this whole day is going to go.
It's all right.
Just keep going.
Just keep going. Don't stop talking.
It's your turn, Terry.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Belle has been quiet over in the corner. I'm going to talk to Belle for just a minute. Although, Belle, what is your relationship? I know that you are the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Brownsburg Meadows. What do you know about Medicare and Medicaid?
A lot of times when we have families that come into Brownsburg Meadows and they are touring for a family member, they have a lot of insurance questions that they haven't quite explored yet. So one one of the things that we kind of divulge into is just explaining what Medicare can cover when they do have a loved one in the hospital. In order for Medicare to cover at a facility such as Brownsburg Meadows, you would have to have a 3-day inpatient hospital stay in order to begin up to 100 days of coverage.
Okay.
Admitting to a facility, even after you've been discharged home, if you still have remaining 100 days, you can come to us after up to 30 days and we can still help you with coverage under your Medicare benefit.
I see.
Do you? See, this, this is why I'm glad there are people like Lynn and Belle around. Because it's hard, and there are so it changes a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, truly, thank God that you ladies do what you do and help people through the system. It's challenging. Terry's, we've lost Terry. She's done. So both of you have been with American Senior mm-hmm. Communities for quite some time. Belle, I think you told me 12 years?
12 years next month.
And Lynn, you've been how many years?
8.
What keeps you doing what you do? People like me who have lots of questions?
No, I enjoy the questions. I enjoy when families come in and they take the time out of their busy schedules to see what Brownsburg Meadows has to offer. Going through finding out retirement living for a family member, whether it's under Medicare or Medicaid, if you need independent living all the way up to Alzheimer's care, can be very frustrating and very emotional for families. So I enjoy meeting with them, getting them the resources that they need, having continual meetings even after our initial meeting, just to make sure that they feel comfortable with the decision that they made and they feel that they have multiple resources throughout Brownsburg Meadows that can help them, such as Lynn, maybe get them on Medicaid benefits. Maybe it's not on admission. Maybe it's 6 months down the road, or other services that they might not be aware of. We hope that the community views us as a resource.
Lynn, where do people get confused when they talk to you? Because it's a lot. So where do they get confused?
I think the Medicaid process is the most confusing for families. And I think I like what I do because I can give them the peace of mind that it will be okay. And
yeah.
That, you know, we will get them on Medicaid and it will just take time. So.
And do you have to wait? I know Medicaid, sometimes there's a waiting list. Is that the same for Medicare? Is there ever a wait list?
No.
Okay. That's good news.
No.
Medicare Part A and B.
How old is, we just said that in the beginning of our conversation, happy birthday, Medicare. How old is Medicare?
The big 3-0.
30.
Oh, it's just 30 years old?
Uh-huh. I want you to sing again.
Well, I'm older than Medicaid.
Medicare, see?
I mean, Medicare.
See?
I'm older than Medicare. How far have we come in 30 years, Lynn?
Oh, Lord.
Or Belle, either one of you? Did it start out this way, or is it just getting better and better? Or
I think there's a lot more options, maybe, through Medicare than there used to be.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways it is getting better and better, but Medicare is one of those things that changes so often and systems change, and truly I think that's where folks get lost. But I know, Lynn, you said there's a website that we could start with, and so I recommend for folks that you really start investigating there. Ladies, we cannot close without hearing about some events you've got coming up.
Yes, Brownsburg Meadows. We are working with one of our cupcake vendors, and we're going to be having an Alzheimer's fundraiser and having the community out to purchase cupcakes to raise money for the upcoming walk for the Alzheimer's Foundation does, as well as promoting our new private suites that will be opening for individuals that are recently released from the hospital and needing to utilize their Medicare benefits. So we'll have more information about both of those on our website, which is ASCseniorcare.com.
You know, I could really, I could stand a cupcake after one of my workouts, because I don't know if you remember a while back, I promised Helen from Rosegate, one of the residents, that I would do the half marathon with her at the Monumental in November.
Yeah.
And
how's
already several, well, you know, here I am. Several people have said they would join. So Terry, no pressure.
No, I'm not putting any pressure on myself. I'm right there cheering you on, girl.
That's right.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much for stopping by to see us. This is Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.